Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
FreeGardenCourse.com. Mike and I have developed some lessons to help you create your very own organic oasis. We'll guide you through the steps to build your perfect natural landscape, an edible earth-friendly yard, a sustainable deep-bed garden, or even start a small profitable market farm. We'll show you how to save time, lower your produce bill, collect usable data, eat healthy, nutritious food with minimal labor, use the most effective and efficient production methods currently being used in backyard gardens as well as market farms, and maybe even help you find some profitable markets. We've designed it to save you time, lower your produce bill, and help you eat healthy, nutritious food. There's checklists, there's outside reading, video assignments. You can join the online Facebook community where there's lots of people from around the world to help you get your garden started today. So remember, freegardencourse.com. Hey, Green Future Growers, Jackie Marie Beyer here, and I am starting a 2018 Garden Goals Challenge to help you build your very own organic oasis. So I spent Christmas break working on the free garden course, and while I was doing it, I was, you know, and then I also came out with the garden journal and data planner keeper this year. And so I just been thinking about the steps it would take to build a garden. And so I came up with this 8-day garden challenge. I am going to, if you go to the link on the Organic Gardener Podcast, there's a special page called Organic Gardener Podcast /challenge. That you can go to sign up. And on that page, I'll have the first 30 days of the garden journal and data keeper available to download. So you can start working in it right away today and see if you like it. And so I kind of made a syllabus for the challenge. So day one is going to be about brainstorming and think. No dream is too big. I want you to imagine anything is possible. Because, you know, Mike and I have been working on our place for, I mean, we're going to be married 25 years this year. So we've been working on it for a long time. And Mike's been working on it even longer than that before me. So you might not get everything done this year, but I think it's really good to start making a list of those things. You know, start getting those goals down. I mean, I have a book called Dreams Do Come True on my Jackie Beyer artist website that I've been working on for like 19 plus years there. But one of the reasons my dreams have all come true is because I write them down, I work on them, I don't forget them. Like one key, I feel like, you know, journaling is so big and people are constantly talking about journaling in the business world, but they never talk about reading your journal. Like I go back and read my journals all the time. Especially the one that I'm currently working on, whatever it may be. I usually go back once or twice to the beginning of the year and think, what was I thinking? You know, what was going on? Why did I want to do that? What was my big why? Or what made me make that decision? Or, you know, or maybe I forgot about some small idea. So I think, you know, journals are like important for reading. They're not just for like, I know a lot of people use them kind of like for meditating and for planning your future. And it's important to plan your future, but to me, the best thing about a journal is going back and reading it. And I love looking at our garden journals. So anyway, the point is brainstorm. Anything is possible. And like Mike and I have like dream lists where like our biggest dream, like we never thought we were going to plant a deep well and be able to. And we've got a deep well now. We have things that like years ago seemed impossible to us. So brainstorm. Imagine anything is possible. One thing Mike and I noticed about the journal is there's definitely not enough pages there in the beginning. Like we filled up the 2018 dream goals like in no time the day it came in the mail. So I probably should have put more pages in there for dreams. But there's plenty of blank pages throughout that journal. So just find a page, start thinking, dream big. You know, what do you want? Do you want a pond with a water fountain in the middle? Do you want an orchard full of trees? Do you want deep beds full of healthy, nutritious broccoli, tomatoes, and fresh lettuce? An earth-friendly landscape your puppy can run around on without having to worry about it? a root cellar you can store your produce come winter. You know, that's one of our goals we've been working on for a long time. A greenhouse to help extend your season, or maybe even, you know, some tunnel, high tunnels, low tunnels, row cover. How long did it take me to get row cover? I thought Lisa Ziegler was going to mail me some herself if I didn't get some. And I know Mike has used it a lot now that we finally, you know, bit the bullet and ordered some of that. Do you want a place to market your extra produce? Are you looking to break into the market world? So today is January 2nd. I am a little slow getting this off. I thought it was going to be the first 8 days of January, but you know, I think as long as we're in January, we're good. Maybe even it'll be like perfect timing to get up to my anniversary, because just because I'm recording today, I can't guarantee I'm going to get it posted today. But the point is, I was saying, so we ended up having a snow day today. So I spent an hour reaching out to chefs all around the United States. Now, have any of them written me back? Are they really going to come on and let me do interviews? But I am like dedicating this spring to reaching out to chefs and finding out what are those questions? What do those conversations sound like? Because it makes me really nervous to think about it. And I have to admit, it's a lot easier for me to think about interviewing, asking those questions for somebody in Chicago or on the other side of the world that I'm never going to probably meet. Which I don't know why is silly, easier for me than to call my local restaurants. But anyway, so that's like something I'm going to focus on. Like, but are you thinking about that? Like, and last year I tried to talk to some market managers of farmers markets. I really only ended up connecting with one, which was a great interview. I talked to, I forget her name, but from Saratoga Springs in upstate New York, from the farmer's market there. So, you know, is that your goal? Do you want to try to like break into, and you know, if you've been listening to our journey, you know, Mike and I, like Mike's built the mini farm, and even though he grew a ton of produce this year, that learning curve from gardener to mini farmer, market farmer is huge. So we're going to take you along that journey with us. Do you need a fence to keep the deer out? I mean, Mike has expanded our deer fences over the years. Like, we started with just little tents and 2 8x10 foot beds, or not 8x10, like 4x8 foot beds. And then he had like a small area that was kind of like a greenhouse kit that collapsed over the winter. And then he ended up fencing it in. And then he eventually fenced our whole, like around our house was 260 feet of fence. And then the mini farm, and just, you know, just because you can put in your dream farm this year, if you just need a little fences, do you want a chicken tractor? Do you want to grow sweet potatoes? I want to grow sweet potatoes. Do you want to order some heirloom seeds? Have you never tried heirloom seeds before? Or is this your first garden? Do you want to try with the heirloom seeds? Do you want to plant pollinator plants and attract bees and butterflies and beneficial insects? I was watching a great video on Johnny's select seed sites this morning about beneficial insects. Do you want beehives full of honey? Do you want to start a cricket farm? So today, I want you to start a list of your gardening dreams. Are you going to finish that list today? Obviously not. It's going to grow and grow and grow. But I just want you to sit down for like 5 or 10 minutes with a piece of paper, journal, sketchbook, back of an envelope, recycled newspaper, like whatever you've got handy. Start writing your dreams. If you go to the website and want to download the PDF of the first month of January, that would be great. But that's the first challenge. Imagine anything is possible. Brainstorm your garden dreams. Oh yeah, and don't forget, if you didn't hear it in the beginning, my little promo I made, because this Christmas break, I did spend a lot of time creating a free garden course. It's at freegardencourse.com or freeorganicgardencourse.com. I just got the first 5 lessons done, but it's designed so that you can start with, you know, you're supposed to do a lesson each month. So let me know what you think. Check it out, especially if you're new to gardening, brand new to gardening. That's really what it's for. Or people who have been gardening for a long time, because actually I think most of my listeners are people who are pretty experienced gardeners. 5 to 10 years is seems like what people have answered in like surveys and polls and things that I've taken. So I'm trying to kind of keep it an upper level gardening challenge, but things that I know Mike and I have, you know, we didn't do all in the beginning. I mean, I look at what we were doing just even 5 years ago, and certainly what I have learned since we started the podcast, I mean, is way different than anything. So I think there's some great ideas in there. I'll keep trying to expand it. Mike's been really helping me and giving me a lot of feedback and trying to find me more resources. So, check that out. Let me know what you think. And let's get your garden goals started. Happy New Year, and here's to a great 2018, everyone.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.